Praise be to God. Glory, glory, glory. He's faithful. He's worthy to be honored, to be exalted. He's the Prince of Peace, the Holy One, Alpha, Omega, the beginning and the end. Lord, tonight, we are so grateful for all the things that you have done and for those things that we ask for and we did not receive. We thank you because you know what was best. Tonight is a special night. Tonight is the night of restoration, reconciliation, the night of healing. It's a new beginning as we move into a new year. You are God. You are worthy. Thank you for taking care of us, for providing. Yes, you provided abundantly because we have more than enough. We thank you for this country that you have allowed us to be. We pray for those that do not understand the miracle that you have given us to be in a country that is free, free to adore you, free to worship you. Thank you for your word. Thank you, because it is life. It is healing. It brings direction. And Lord, for everything that we're going to talk tonight, you choose the topic. You guided me. You equip me and you prepare me. And I pray that as we understand the miracle of the anointing, that we will take it very seriously. Because in this last day, many miracles are going to take place. And we need to be prepared and be ready to move forward with you, Lord. Thank you for the miracle of life because you brought us into this realm. And again, when we were born again, we were brought again to a different realm, which is the spiritual realm. You've been teaching us how to live in the spiritual realm and not in the physical. We have been chosen. We have been called. We have been separated unto you, Lord. We are so grateful. There is nothing we need because as long as we have you, as long as we listen and obey, there will never be lack in our lives. Lord, I pray for this time that is about to come where so many people get involved in the fantasy of living a life of happiness and many times they lose their life. The only happiness and joy comes from you, Lord. You're the only one. There is none like you. You have guided us and sometimes we don't listen because we want to do what we want to do. There are so many, Lord, that are going to hell because us, your people, are not ready to go and bring the gospel. Give us one at a time. We don't need to speak to masses. We just need to present your love to the people around us every single day. We plant the seed and you take care of the rest. Tonight, Lord, I pray for everyone that is listening and for those that will be listening at a later day. I break the power of the spirit of confusion in the name of Jesus. There will be no confusion. There will be clarity of mind. What the devil meant for evil, you will change it around for your glory. We just need to believe. If we look back, we have all been through a journey, very difficult journey, but we have seen how you have taken us by the hand and how you have walked with us, how you have loved us. And I know, Lord, that when we make a mistake, it's because we choose not to listen to you. Thank you for walking with us. Thank you for imparting peace, direction, communion in us. As we move forward, we just give you praise. We understand that the days ahead are going to be difficult days. But you are equipping and preparing us for those days. It hasn't been easy, not at all. But by your grace and mercy, we have stayed. You said, stay still and know. And that's what we have done. Stay still and know. Forgive us for the times that we fail you. Forgive us for the times that we question our situation. Because your word says that nothing, not even a leaf of a tree moves without your permission. But we say that, but when situations come our way, we forget. We adore you. We adore you. But we feel that we never give you enough, that we never tell you how much we love you every day. Change us. Take anything that it is not of you, Lord. And as together we gather, we praise your name and we thank you in advance. Because in spite of, you've always been there. Whatever anybody's situation is, Lord, if there is sickness, know that you are healed. Not today, but you were healed 2,000 years ago. If you're going through a transition, just know that if you listen, he will direct your path. But we don't want to listen. This new year, Lord, we want to be able to spend time in your presence more than ever. Because nothing satisfies us more than you. Prepare our hearts, our minds, that we can hear clearly your voice, Lord. So when the time comes that we need to run, that we would run, not because we want to be safe ourselves, but because you're saying it, run, and we will run to obey you. That you will equip and prepare us in a supernatural way to be ready to help others. It doesn't matter what anybody has said, Lord, we forgive everyone that has tried to harm us. We forgive, Lord. But also we ask you for mercy, Lord, because we also have tried to hurt other people. Please forgive us. And we speak life into them. A new beginning, a new revelation of God's supernatural ways. A new revelation of spiritual things, that we will understand that this is a temporary home, that the best is yet to come. But it will not come for everybody, because some of us will reject it. Some of us will not listen. Have mercy on us, Lord. As you release a fresh anointing on those that are listening, hope. Peace, let the fire of God fall on us like never before. Yes, the fire of God to burn anything that it is not of you, Lord, but also to activate our destiny, our purpose in you. Thank you for signs and wonders and visions. But we don't live of signs and wonders, but we live by your word. And that is part of your word. But we don't concentrate, we don't follow them. We just know that if we are willing and obedient, we shall eat of the good of the land. And that will be praying for the sick and they shall be healed. Casting out demons and they will flee. In the name of Jesus, bringing hope. Because this is the year of restoration, reconciliation. This is the DS work. It's going to be union, even in the families. If God has said to us, stay away, that you will obey and stay away. Because we can be united and not together. That's a union that comes from the heart. That when you search your heart, you know that you know that you don't have anything bad against your brother or sister, your mother or father, but that you have peace. Be willing to ask for forgiveness. It's not easy. It hasn't been easy. But with you, everything is possible. Yes, with you, everything is possible. We keep you close to our heart because we are one and we move. We take every step knowing that it is you. There are many decisions in the days ahead. We can't make mistakes. So Lord, whatever you want, especially for this ministry, whatever your plan is, it's not easy to wait, but we will wait as long as you tell us to wait, because you're the head of the ministry. I'm just a simple servant, listening and obeying. For there is no other way to have peace in Jesus, but just to listen and obey. Help us to understand so many things that they're hard for us. But next year, we want to live a different kind of life, that when people look at us, they know that Jesus is in us. Yes, that they will ask, and with a smile, we'll be able to say, come, come to Jesus. He saved me. He protected me. He healed me. Come. Thank you, Lord. Holy Spirit, you know that I don't need to invite you. I don't need to invite someone that is the ministry, and you, Holy Spirit, are the ministry. Father God, you are the ministry, and Jesus, you are the ministry. Have mercy on us. Do as you please. Because no matter what you do or don't do, we're going to love you. We're going to glorify you and exalt you every single minute. We're not here because we're looking for anything, only to have your compassion and your mercy on us, to teach us. We're not looking for fame or money. We're looking for you. Sometimes we like to fly away and be where you are, but we know that you're here. You've always been there. You never leave us or forsake us. Have mercy. Father, I pray for America, for our president, that you have given us. You have given us a president, Lord, for a reason. I pray, Lord, and I declare that he has been made whole, that he has his mind is clear to make decisions, that his mind is clear to hear you, that his mind is clear to take right decisions every single day, Lord. Thank you because you have made him whole from the top of his head to the bottom of his feet, Lord. That anybody that wants to come against him, Lord, you have the power to stop it. You have done it in the past and you will continue to do it. And I pray, Lord, because it doesn't matter who the president is, you, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, have mercy on us. Have mercy. Have mercy. Have mercy on us, Lord. We give you praise and we give you honor. We give you praise and we give you honor. Let a wall of fire, Father God, protect us, our families. We thank you for every prophetic word that you have given us. Because even though sometimes we don't see that it's producing because that is a seed of life. And in your time, it will come to pass. Prepare our hearts to receive. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Hallelujah.